My guest this morning, to spend a few minutes reminiscing about the mighty TMA and the heyday, is Boobie Nash. Bob, welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Dan. I was just sitting here, and we've known each other for years, and I was looking at you. I hadn't seen you in a while, and I noticed the gray hair, the puffy eyes, the sagging jaw, the triple chin. You haven't changed a bit, you know?
Not a bit.
You look the same.
Hey, if you want a little dig now, I remember the first time, as a guy that came up to me one time, he said, "You know, do you know that Boobie Nash?" I said, "Yeah, I know, Bob. I'd sure like to meet him," he said. I said, "Well, I think they're doing a thing down so-and-so, a remote type." You know, you did remotes in those days. Anyway, the guy came, I saw the guy a couple of weeks later, and I said, "Did you get a chance to meet Boobie Nash?" And he said, "Yeah, you know, that guy doesn't look anything at all like he sounds on the radio." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "He's a short, sawed-off little thing."
You know? Yeah, everybody thought I was big. You know, something I've got to straighten out, just the other day, as a matter of fact, someone was talking about the old TMA days, and I happened to say that, well, I'm going to be on the talk show. And they said, "Well, we remember you when you did the patio." And a lot of people think I was the one who did the patio. I came in 1966, and that was just as the patio was ending. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan Moon was the one who did the patio.
That's right.
And I don't know why they think it was me, because I did everything. You know, they buried me. They put me up on flagpoles and everything. But I did not do the patio. And this is a great opportunity to straighten that out, because the guy who did the patio for those years was you.
That's right. Yeah. God, you're going way back here.
Yeah.
Long. You say you got buried one time. Was it by any chance at a drive-in theater?
Yeah.
You know, I was telling that story one time. Maybe you a little different version of it yourself here. Was it by any chance the old Port Drive-In Theater?
I believe it was one of them, because we buried another guy, too. And if I'm not mistaken, it was John Burwell, because they asked to bury me again. And I said, no.
Explain to the folks of burying now. This was a Halloween-type deal they had out there?
Yeah, you just go under, and they got a little air conditioner underneath, a little fan, and the thing. The thing that I liked better than that was the water tank. John Trenton was managing the station at the time, and he came up with this idea that we should go down and broadcast 3 hours underwater. And the only guy that could get to do stuff like that was me, because I was too dumb to realize he don't do it. So at the Pine Haven Shopping Center, in a tank, underwater, for 3 hours, we broadcast.
Boy, boy, boy. I've got a good friend of mine on the phone, and I know a gentleman that you know very well, too, that I'm sure will have a few words to say to you. J. Douglas Donahue with the News and Courier.
Oh, my. Speaking of old.
Doug.
Hey, watch it, boy. Listen, I want to get one thing out in the open this morning, because as you have, I've known Bob for a long, long time. I want you to tell, or I want him to tell people, how he got the name Boobie.
I'm glad you asked that. I was right on the verge of it, because back in those days, and Doug, you'll remember this, and you probably cringed too, when this guy, Bob Nash, who started calling himself Uncle Boobie Nash, came on the air. That was a word that you just didn't hear on the radio very often.
It was associated with sweaters.
Yes.
Well, when people used to ask me, how did you get the name Big Boob, the first thing I would do is start taking my buttons apart, you know, as if to show them something, and they'd go, oh, my. But I wish I had a clever story to tell you, but it happened in Albany, New York, and it was what people were calling one another. You know, you say, hey, Jack, or hey, Bubba, you know. And people in those days up in Albany, New York, were saying, hey, Boobie this, hey, Boobie that. They were calling one another that. And somewhere along the line, they just started calling me Boo. And then because I was short, they started calling me Big Boob. And then from there, it just got Boobie, and it just stuck. You know, somebody called me one day and said, you're like a big boob. And I said, I like that. So we kept it. And that was back in 1960.
Well, it's taken all these years now, and Charleston radio audiences have wondered for, 20 years? How about that? And now it's all out in the open.
Oh, I'm sure they've been sweating through those years, just wondering how that, you know, where that came from.
Got some folks on the line with us. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Dan. This is George. How you doing this morning?
George, we're fine.
How you doing, Boobie?
Well, I'm doing fine, George, I guess.
I have a question for you.
All right.
What's your Boobie cup worth?
It all depends which year. We got about 4 Boobie cups, different ones, and I just gave one to the music director over at James Island High School, and it surprises me how they cherish these things. But I have the whole set at home. I don't know how much they're worth.
I have 3 out of the 4.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's, what do you do with them, George?
just like the TMA Cup.
Yeah, that, we call them the booby cup, and that, of course, that raised, that was about as daring as we were in those days.
Well, I just wanted to say hi and say happy birthday to TMA and let you get on to another caller and find out what that cup was worth.
George, God bless you.
Have a nice day.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cheryl Woods. I just want to say hearing Booby Nash on the radio brings back tons of memories.
Ooh.
And when I hear my 12-year-old now calling 95SX and listening to the radio, and now I hear Booby Nash, it just kind of brings it all back to me. And I just want to say how good it is to hear him this morning.
I was going to say, it brings back good or brings back bad?
Oh, no, good memories. Good and memories of my father telling me to cut the radio down and to get off the telephone and quit calling the radio station. And
can't imagine a dad doing that.
Did you know, all sorts of good memories.
You know, speaking of that, you talked about ratings and dads saying turn off the radio and that. And let me tell you about the ratings. And Cheryl, I don't know what years you listened to, but I originally did the nighttime show here when I came. We did a night. And here was the rating that we got. We got 65% of the whole listening audience of Charleston. But here's the amazing part. 69% of that 65% was adult. Now, I can't answer that. All I can say is the adults weren't very mature in those days. Because we had the original talk show. We were supposed to, I was accused of having the original talk show because we only played about 4 records an hour. The rest of the time, we just clowned around.
I don't think adults have changed very much these days either, because I still enjoy listening to those kinds of stations.
Well,
I don't think adults are much more mature these days.
Well, we'll pray for you, Cheryl.
I appreciate it.
I love you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
Tiger Radio by WTMA.